This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A significant winter storm has brought snow and cold temperatures across Colorado, and it's not done yet. Several inches of snow fell over parts of the Front Range, more than a foot of snow for the Central Mountains. The storm will taper off this afternoon, but not before another 2 to 3 inches for the mountains, maybe an inch or two for Denver and Colorado Springs. And it's going to be very cold tonight, single-digit lows for parts of the state. And the winter storm comes just in time for ski season and today's opening of Arapahoe Basin. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
A-Basin says it will have one lift running, Black Mountain Express, serving High Noon, an intermediate run. Not only has the resort been making snow, but it'll be helped out by Mother Nature. A winter storm warning will be in effect for much of the weekend for many of Colorado's mountains. It could bring A-Basin more than 2 feet of fresh snow. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
More than 250,000 Coloradans have already returned their ballots for the upcoming election. The Secretary of State's office says unaffiliated voters, the state's largest voting bloc, have returned the most ballots, followed by Republicans, then Democrats. So far, turnout is ahead of where it was 2 years ago, but it's well behind 2019. This year's ballot deals with tobacco taxes, property taxes, and taxpayer refunds. And the Denver Broncos will play in the cold and snow this afternoon. They take on the Kansas City Chiefs. This is CPR News in KRCC.